This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my allergies are really, really bad today because apparently the cats were really, really lovey-dovey. And I think the reason why is they all found out that I took one to the vet. Now, I've told you guys ad nauseum about my cats and my animals. And we have a lot of rescue cats and, you know, we have doggy Uzi. And one of my cats is kind of getting up there. I think he could still live another 8-9 years. But that's Shaky Boo. And we've talked a lot about Shaky Boo because Shaky Boo is the one that does a lot of pee-pee house. He's the male. Males like to go pee-pee house, you know, mark their territory, or they just do it out of spite. He's the one that we had a grand piano, and all of a sudden we're like smelling stink in the house, and we're like, why are we smelling stink? And then finally my son looks, you know, it was looking at the keys or the strings and the grand piano and saw piles of poop in there. And we had to basically throw out a whole entire grand piano because this cat. This cat has cost us thousands upon thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in new carpet, in new dresses, in new clothes, in new upholstery, and in musical instruments. So now he's losing some weight, and he's looking a little bony. And so I decide just jokingly to express to him that this might be a one-way trip to the vet. And just don't ever underestimate the intelligence of your animals. They know exactly what that means. They really know what we're talking about. They do. Because all of a sudden, when he's in the car driving with me, he's like trying to be so lovey-dovey. Like, no, we bond, and you're my mommy, and I was never going to put the cat to sleep. He's losing some weight, you know? I mean, even with the piano, I wasn't going to put him to sleep. I don't like putting animals to sleep. However, he does remember his brother. So remember, they were shake and bake, right? You know, like shake and bake the food, or Talladega Night, shake and bake. And so Bay got that kidney disease. Remember when all those animals were dying from their canned foods because of kidney disease? Bay was one of them. So Shake remembers us taking Bay to the vet. Now, how would Shake know that? Well, because every time Bay would come back, they would come up to each other and do the little whisker tick. So they speak. So he's now going to the vet, and he's like, okay, I'm not coming back because you guys took Bake to the vet and didn't bring him back. Well, that's because the veterinarian suggested that because this was so chronic that Bake gets put to sleep because Bake was in a lot of pain, etc. So I you know, decided to kind of play along with it because I'm like, you know, no more pee-pee house. And get this, in the last 24 hours, Shake has not gone pee-pee house. He didn't go pee-pee on Mama's bed. He didn't pee-pee on my pillow. None of that. And instead, he stuck with me. And my vet, I was like, oh, see, so it does kind of work. The threat works. But basically, you know, we ordered some blood work on him, and we wanted to see if, you know, he was having diabetes. Anytime a cat has weight loss, or I noticed something was wrong because his fur was starting to get matted, and he always takes care of himself and cleans himself, and, you know, their tongue has those spikes. I wrote an article on this where when, you know, their tongue looks really soft, but then as soon as they clean themselves, they have these little spikes that shoot out saliva, and it causes a lot more grit and surface tension when they need to clean stuff. So he was starting to get matted. So I'm like, something's wrong. Okay, so I bring him in, and the veterinarian was fantastic. And we're talking, and we decided to order some tests. And, you know, she's like, well, with the weight loss, you know, we want to definitely, you know, look at diabetes. And I agreed with that. I wanted diabetes looked at. But then when we found out it wasn't diabetic, I'm like, well, is it a malnourishment issue? Should we look at his fecal stuff? You know, she suggested thyroid. Maybe he has hyperthyroid. You know, so we talked about a lot of the differentials. But then cancer came up. And cancer came up. Now, with cancer, your animal could have cancer even though they have a good appetite. I mean, Shaky Boo, he not only has a good like, food appetite. He's got a good sexual appetite. I mean, he is always on Sashi. You know, Sashi's the cat that keeps asking for it, and so it's like Caligula in our house. I mean, they are just having sex all the time. So I would really be surprised if he had some sort of cancer. However, a lot of times before cancer is more end stage, you know, you could still have an appetite. So when she suggested to, you know, maybe we look for cancer, she's like, well, first we'll do x-rays, and, you know, I'm thinking as a physician, I'm like, well, why don't we just go for the CAT scan? She's like, well, a CAT scan could cost $1,000. And I'm like, well, how much are the x-rays going to cost? Well, the x-rays were going to be about $250. And I'm like, well, why, the x-rays, unless they show lytic lesions, I mean, can you really see cancer on that? And I almost started arguing with her. She's fantastic. But I'm thinking to myself, okay, cha-ching, this is going to start adding up. So if I'm going to, you know, want to look for cancer or possibly treat cancer in this old cat that does pee pee house, you know, I might want to, you know, just go straight for the CAT scan. But I'm looking at all this, and I'm realizing we probably need to have a quick conversation on, you know, how much are you willing to spend on your animal? You know, on Bake, before Bake died, we spent about $2,000. And this was years ago. I think it was right as the recession was starting. And it was, it was during the recession. And at the $2,000 mark, I mean, we love our cats. I'll mortgage my house for my animals, you know? But at some point, you need to kind of stop and go, well, wait a second here. You know, the cat died anyway. You know, if the cat's going to die anyway, should I have spent the $2,000? Well, for me, because of the guilt, I'm glad I spent it. But sometimes you don't have to spend that kind of money. You know, you could get pet insurance. And I know people think pet insurance is a racket. Not always. In fact, if you have the type of animal or the type of breed that is more prone to getting sick, some of these pet insurance policies might actually be a lot more practical than you think. And get this, some bosses actually provide pet insurance, because pet insurance might only be a few hundred dollars a year, and it looks like a huge benefit. So maybe what you guys want to do is, if, let's say, you know, you're worried about your boss and you don't think your boss is really going to give you a raise, but, you know, you think that your boss is worried about employee retention, maybe talk to them about, look, you know, I know you don't have money for raises right now, you know, and payroll taxes, but what about a pre-tax, right, pet insurance? All of us here are pets. That might be something that helps retain, you know, your employees. So it might be something worth talking about, even though I'm not a fan of employers being burdened with people's health insurance, because when they fire you, you now lost your health insurance. But honestly, if you guys are worried about, you know, your pets, and you're thinking that you might just euthanize because, you know, it's really, really expensive and you don't even know if all that money would work, before you make a decision that drastic, you might want to think about looking at pet insurance. It's just, you know, yeah. So anyway, Shakeboo is back home. He's doing well. He's just skinny, pain in the fishy, and, you know, that's just who he is. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so this next poll is pretty striking, and it's really significant as we consider moving forward with shutdowns and layoffs and futures shutdowns and rollbacks, but about half of Americans polled said they're not getting their job back. They got laid off, and they thought, all right, we're going to be back in June. Or some of these jobs, they took the resignation package. Remember, we were talking about how many of the airlines are offering people a resignation package? They took it. And now they're realizing their job's not coming back. And maybe they're wrong. Maybe they're being pessimistic. But whenever you have pessimism in an economy, it kind of makes things a little worse. You'd never want pessimism. You want optimism. Pessimism pesses on everything, right? Okay? I use the E, pess. All right? Optimism is better. So with the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Loan Program, what was brilliant in that original setup, even though there was clusters to that,
I'm sorry, my baby bug is,
right? Oh, my little baby tissue is texting his mama. See, my baby loves his mama. Okay, actually he wants something, but that's okay. When the PPP loan came out, the caveats to it were you need to hire 90% of your employees back, and you need to keep them till September 30th. Otherwise, you don't get the money. Now, the money only really got you through maybe a month or two of payroll, because you only got 2.5 times what a monthly payroll would be, but you also have rent, you have other expenses, so it basically covered you for a good month or two, because everybody expected that this coronavirus thing would die down in the summer. Even though we had health experts saying, I don't think heat's going to kill this sucker, but like we expected to, we just figured, how could anything live in the type of heat and humidity that most of the country deals with? And then you get a rip-roaring hurricane, and that'll usually kind of, you know, push everything out of the way. Well, does it really? Because mosquitoes just end up coming right back, and colds keep on coming right back, and things keep on coming back. So with the paycheck payment or the Paycheck Protection Program, you had to promise, if you wanted that money free and clear, that you were going to keep everybody till September 30th. So some jobs are doing that. Others said, you know what, I can't apply for it. I'm not getting the money. Maybe I'll pass. And then they had to decide what they were going to do with their employees. So for those of us that got the PPP, we hired people back. They have jobs. They're good. Are we going to hold on to their job after September 30th? Well, it depends on the economy. If we can afford them, hell yeah. If we can't afford them, you can't. I mean, it's a numbers game, unfortunately. You know, I promised all my staff we are going to keep you as long as you want to be here. We'll make it work. I mean, that's what I did during Obamacare. I mean, I mortgaged our house. We basically emptied our bank account to keep them still getting payroll. You know, and then finally, so we were able to transfer the practice and everybody to somebody else, and then I went to teach, and so hopefully nobody lost their jobs. But then things happened, and people lost their jobs anyway. So you can only do so much, you know, and as an employer, you don't want your staff losing their jobs. You know, jobs are vital. They're vital to, obviously, them taking care of their families and their kids and their pets, and also, you know, just for their mental health and physical health. So, you know, we're going to do what we can. But when you look at the realism of everything, you know, when you look at the casino, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So not all the casinos opened up. So some of these casinos have even asked for an extension for a year. They're thinking they might not be able to even open up until next year because of all the guidelines and because of all the costs and because of the lack of tourism and us being locked down to foreign countries and people not making any conventions. See, you know, Vegas, yeah, it's a gambling industry, but we also have a great food industry. We have an entertainment industry. We have sports industries. We have sports book industries and conventions. The convention industry was huge in my neck of the woods. Conventions are canceled. So when you cancel conventions, you lose the food, you lose the vendors, you lose the venues, you lose the entertainment. You know, one simple cancellation of something makes a triple effect, which is why when Obama had made a comment kind of callously during a speech, say, you know, during the recession, saying, look, guys, you know, you can't be having your meeting in Vegas. You know, he didn't realize how you know, much that ticked people in Vegas off because, all right, conventions are cheaper to do in Vegas, and don't mess with that part of our economy. That's huge, which is why politicians need to be very, very careful with what they say. So, how many of you, that's my question to you guys, how many of you have lost your job, like, for good? You were laid off. You thought you were going to come back. Everybody thought they were going to hire you back. How many of you are kind of facing the reality that your job is never coming back? So let's see why. Not only is it because places are closed down, like casinos or your restaurants or whatever, but the other problem employers are having is, if they didn't automate, they sure the heck are thinking about automation now. Because if an employee calls out and then they say, sorry guys, I think I have COVID, then all those employees have to now call out. Everybody has to be in isolation. And if this COVID thing does keep going for a year or two, despite us getting a vaccine and half the country saying they'll take it and another half the country saying they'll not, how many times do you think an employer can deal with staff always revolving out because of quarantines? automation has now accelerated beyond, you know, comprehension. Now, automation industries are probably huge. Tech industries. I mean, if you are looking for an industry to get a job, I'd look at tech. I'd look at more of the, you know, to your home. Some guy cut me off on the freeway today when I was driving to my studio, and he was a jerk. He was on my butt, and I was in the left lane, but I was already kind of driving, you know, as fast as I'm comfortable doing within the speed limit. And so I'm like, I'm not going to move out of the left lane. This guy's a jerk, and he's going to drive too fast. He's going to kill somebody. So I'm like staying kind of in that lane passive-aggressively. Then he passes me, and it looks like it was a new van that was just freshly wrapped that was a will come to your house and do stuff. We'll come to your house and fix it. So people are trying to come up with other business ideas that have to do with we'll go to your house. Now, there's only so many, you know, businesses that can do that. I mean, eventually there's going to be just too much supply. And when there's too much supply, then you can't really, you know, raise your prices. But, you know, we will need people. We do need people. We do need customer service. Well, here we go with that. Okay, so like with medicine. Us in medicine, us older folks were like, okay, computers will never take over because people want a human. Well, that just changed. COVID just killed any desire for there to be a human involved, right? You know, people would say, well, gosh, you know, I want to talk to a human. I want to talk to a human. I want to see a human. Now, no. People want to be away from humans. So that was kind of our big selling point. Remember I told you guys when I was dating, I really didn't have a lot, you know, except, you know, maybe my mind, I don't know, you know, but I was like, you know, what do I really, really have to market myself, you know, to hopefully get a date? Same thing with getting a job. You being flesh and blood doesn't work anymore. And in fact, your being flesh and blood can hurt you from an employer standpoint. So what do you do if your job has been basically, you know, eliminated, or you don't know if your company would even consider hiring you? Well, this is where you got to get a little crafty. And this is where you got to get, you know, beat people to the punch, or early worm, you know, gets the bird, or the early bird gets the worm, or whatever the heck. I'm so bad with analogies, and I promise you I will be done with analogies, but it's just, I feel like an analogy, just a juicy analogy would work right now. What you then need to do is, if you think there's something that your employer needs that you could provide, this is the time to maybe have a conversation and say, look, I understand that my job might now be obsolete. I understand that if people aren't coming back, then, you know, you might not need me, you know, as an executive assistant, or you might not need, you might not need that service, but that's not the only service I could provide. I could do things remotely. You guys might actually need a little bit more social media presence. You know, if you're having problems with sales or you're having problems with recruitment, this is what I could bring to the table. Hire me back, even if it's at a different position. You know, it's tough. I think a lot of us undersell ourselves because we think we can't do certain things. Well, I was only trained to do this. I was only trained to do this. Bull crap. There's a lot of things you could do. None of us are rocket scientists. Even rocket scientists sometimes aren't rocket scientists. Okay? Yeah. You know, in the olden days, you needed a degree to do something. But now the degree isn't as vital. All right. I mean, we are having people do marketing that don't necessarily have a marketing degree. We have people doing communications that don't have a communications degree. We're having people now do medicine that don't have a medical degree. They should, but now we're recruiting non-doctors and non-physician assistants and non-nurse practitioners to deliver certain forms of health care. So, you know, you might have to, you know, pitch to your boss some other creative thing that you think that, you know, company needs. But if half the country thinks their job is gone, they're probably right, and that's probably an underestimation. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home, making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News. The future is uncertain for more than 12 million American households. A moratorium on evictions from federally assisted properties is expiring this weekend, sparking a real problem during the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly one-third of American households missed housing payments at the start of July. A convention center is even open in Columbus, Ohio. Instead of vendors at tables, lawyers are offering free legal help for people facing evictions. As many as 28 million Americans could be evicted in the next 2 months. In the United States, which has the world's worst coronavirus outbreak, Texas has been struggling with the virus. It's now bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Hannah. In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves tightened controls on bars to protect young, drunk, and careless folks. Bars were already limited to operating at 50% capacity. And New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered bars closed and banned restaurants from selling any alcoholic drinks for takeout. That came after more than 2,000 new cases were reported for Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you thought 2020 was a tumultuous year. We got a tumultuous weekend coming up with three separate storm systems bearing down right now in the United States and the Caribbean this weekend. The tropical threats include Hurricane Douglas in the Pacific Ocean. That's kind of barreling towards Hawaii. Tropical Storm Hanna in the Gulf of Mexico. That is expected to make landfall on the Texas coast Saturday, and Tropical Storm Gonzalo in the Atlantic, which might impact the Windward Islands. So I always pronounce it Hawaii because there's a W. It's not supposed to be pronounced with a V, so Hawaii. Hawaii, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, so I apologize if I'm, you know, but I'm not going to say Hawaii because I was told it was wrong by multiple times, and when you're in the media, you have to pronounce it right, so it's Hawaii, okay, with like a V in there, which kind of makes sense because in Austria, I'm part Austrian, Vater, you always, you know, your W's would be V, like Vi, you do this, Vi, Vater, Wasser, you know, your W's are V's. So Hawaii not only is Hawaiian, but it's Austrian, right? So we're killing a couple languages with one stone. So Hurricane Douglas is a Category 4 hurricane. It has has maximum sustained winds of 130 miles per hour while moving west-northwest at 18 miles per hour. Now, the storm center was located about 1,000 miles east-southeast of Hilo. Hilo is on the island of Hawaii. It's on the Big Island. It's really, really pretty over there. Very, very green. The Big Island has Kona, Hilo, multiple other cities, but what's amazing about the Big Island, the island of Hawaii, that's the big one. That's not where the capital is. The capital's on Oahu. That's where Honolulu is. But the Big Island is the one that we always see, you know, and then you see the little string of islands. That one has black sand because of all the lava. It also has active volcanoes. I don't know if the current volcano that was erupting last year is still erupting, but they do have, you know, volcanoes. And so the sand is black. It is black, you know, lava and the sand, and they're some of the most beautiful beaches. It's, you know, if you ever can, after this whole coronavirus thing, go and visit Hawaii. You know, Oahu's great, Honolulu's great, Maui's great, Kauai is great, but you have to, don't skip over the Big Island, because that's fantastic. Well, anyway, over the next few days, Douglas is supposed to weaken, but they think it will still hit the Hawaiian Islands. Maybe not as a Category 4, but it might weaken to a Category 1. Still strong. Or it could be a strong tropical storm. So the track of the storm is going to determine the severity of the wind, rain, surf impacts. Direct hurricane strikes are very rare for Hawaii, but the island chain has had a lot of close calls. They do get brushed by several tropical cyclones a year. Only two hurricanes, they say, have made direct fall. The most recent was Hurricane Iniki. That was back in 1992, which halted the production of the first Jurassic Park movie. That was interesting. Alright, just a little bit of, you know, trivia there. Jurassic Park, yeah, that was filmed in Hawaii. Indiana Jones, you know, when he was running, you know, and you know, telling Jack to start the plane in the first, you know, Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. A lot of movies there. Tropical Thunder. Anyway. Now, Tropical Storm Hannah. Hannah, as of 8 a.m. today, is at 40 miles an hour. It's still a tropical storm. Hasn't hit the 70 plus miles an hour that needs to call it a hurricane. But it's located 285 miles east-southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas. It's moving at about 9 miles an hour. Tropical storm warning was in effect from the mouth of Rio Grande to San Luis Pass, Texas. Tropical storm watch for that area. Now, they're worried that Hannah is going to strengthen right up until it makes landfall. They think it's not going to be a hurricane, but still be a tropical storm. But there is that chance that it could become a hurricane before landfall. So they are expecting heavy rainfall, 4 to 8 inches on average, up to 12 inches in some areas. That could go all the way through Sunday night. And then a lot of rain across Texas and Louisiana. Now, it is the earliest, quote, H storm on record. What does that mean? Well, you know how we talked about the names of the hurricanes? Well, Hannah is all the way down to H's, which means we've already had A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Usually we don't see H's in July. So, we've got Cristobal, Edward, Faye, Gonzalo. These are all record, you know, H's. The previous record was Harvey, Hurricane Harvey, and that was August 3rd, 2005. And if you remember, Hurricane Katrina with a K, that was already end of August. So we are kind of early, which makes us a little nervous because usually the meat of the hurricane season is August, September, because the water has had a chance to warm. Now let's look at Gonzalo. So, as of Friday morning, Tropical Storm Gonzalo had maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. He was located 580 miles east of the Windward Islands and was moving west at 50 miles an hour. So, there's a hurricane watch for Barbados, St. Vincent, the Grenadines, and then a tropical storm warning is in effect for St. Lucia. Now, Tobago, Grenada, all of those are kind of being watched. Hasn't hit hurricane strength, but it could be. And then we wonder, as it enters the Caribbean Sea, is it going to dissipate or is it going to strengthen? They say simultaneous storm systems in the Atlantic during July is not usually common. It only happened in 11 other years, according to Phil Klotzbach, meteorologist at Colorado State University. And they say the National Hurricane Center has circled another area to watch just off the western African coast. It's a vigorous tropical wave that is expected to move westward across the tropical Atlantic, which means that may be our next one coming. So we talked about how 2020 could be a rough hurricane year because it's not an El Nino. The El Nino years actually calm down Atlantic hurricanes. They might speed things up in the Pacific. So, you know, Hawaii might have an issue, but in terms of the Atlantic, El Nino helps. This is not an El Nino year. So if it's not an El Nino year, that could be an issue. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Pirates of the Caribbean was one of my favorite movies. I didn't really think the series was very kid-friendly. And so even though I liked the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, I thought that they shouldn't have been advertised as kid movies, you know, like with Disneyland and stuff, because there was a lot of, it was a lot more adult, I thought, those movies, you know, especially with, you know, the deaths and the killings and things like that. It was pretty, not something your four-year-old should have seen, you know. But, you know, it was a Disney movie, and I get it. So I think it really should have been like a PG-13. But, you know, a lot of references to pirates, and so we have some news here on Blackbeard. Blackbeard was an 18th century pirate, and his ship ran aground in 1718, and we're told he was killed just a few months later. He was one of the most feared pirates in the Americas. He robbed the Royal Navy, merchant ships off the eastern coast of North America, the Caribbean in the 1700s, and his reign of maritime terror has been infamous, all right? But it ended not long after his ship ran aground in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Now they say evidence from the shipwreck suggests that the grounding was no accident. Queen Anne's Revenge was Blackbeard's flagship vessel. It was the pride of his pirate fleet. And historic records describe the ship stranding in 1718 during a hasty getaway after Blackbeard had just collected a substantial ransom for lifting his blockade off the port of Charlestown, South Carolina. The ship was abandoned when it struck a sandbar. Then it eventually sank below the water's surface. But historians have long wondered if Blackbeard misjudged the depth of the sandbar, beached there by mistake. But recent analysis said, nah, that ship was in poor condition when it ran aground, and it was already leaking beyond compare when Blackbeard had to make the decision to ground it. You know, for any of you guys watching, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, you're like, they don't really want to get rid of their ships. And so, interesting, Blackbeard was born as Edward Thatch, or Teach, depending on how you pronounce it, in 1660. And then he started piracy in 1717, and he was killed in an ambush set by officers of the Royal Navy. And from what we understand, he was a savage opponent. And so the shipwreck was discovered in 1996, and then the QAR was in 2011, and they've been looking at artifacts and things like that, but now they analyzed some objects, and they found that, you know, there was some pretty bad damage to it prior, and that's how they figured that this was all planned. Interesting stuff. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the reasons why I get to do radio is because there have been people that have fought for my freedom, and I am able to have this freedom of speech, and I could be on air without, you know, feeling that a government is going to suppress me or somebody is going to shoot me, or, you know, and I could express how I feel, okay? Yes, there can be some whack jobs out there or some stalkers that, you know, want to come after me. But for the most part, I don't have to fear that with the government. And that is by the grace of our, you know, our military and our forefathers and foremothers that fight for this country and continue to fight and sacrifice for this country. So I thank you for that. But there is a silencing of America that people keep talking about or are very frustrated about. And a poll out of Cato Institute found that 62% of Americans, of those polled, feel like they cannot express their political views. Everybody, whether they were a staunch liberal, to a centrist Democrat, to a centrist Republican, to a staunch conservative, all
felt the need to censor, but more on the Republican side felt they needed to censor than the staunch liberals seemed to feel less that they had to censor. They felt most safe in voicing their views, as opposed to the majority of more, you know, conservatives feeling they had to be quiet. And, you know, why? What are the consequences? Well, job loss, alienation, you know, lack of promotion, violence, you know, and you know, all sides have unfortunately been victims of violence for how they feel. I mean, look at what happened to the LGBT, you know, BTQ community, you know, for decades. And look at what's happened to Jews and African Americans and Native Americans. And so, every race and every demographic has felt that they have been, behind the eight ball, you know, as society changes. And as we're trying to redefine how we're going to approach racism, we're starting to lose sight on what we're also supposed to be fighting for. We're supposed to be fighting against discrimination. We're supposed to be fighting against repercussions. We're supposed to be fighting against freedom of speech. And right now, we are starting to kind of build a society to where if you are, let's say, supporting Trump, you really are at risk of losing your job. You are really at risk of losing sponsors. You're at risk of losing your income. As you see what happened with, was it Goya, where one of the companies decided to support the president. I mean, I've said supporting things of Trump. I said supporting things of Barack Obama. When they're your president and they're your leader, you show some respect. And so you have a company that supported their president, and there was all this backlash and, you know, calls for boycotts. And so we have this fear in America that if you say the wrong thing or if somebody catches you on camera being, let's say, pro Pelosi or pro, you know, McConnell, that's going to come back to haunt you. And this living in fear is what I'm against, okay? I'm for free speech. I don't want to hear racism. I don't want to hear people saying that, you know, Hitler should have killed all the Jews and Christians, or I don't want to hear anything that's anti-black or anti-Hispanic or anti-white. I don't want to hear any of it. I don't want to hear anything anti, you know, people. But on the flip side, we have to be able to have a debate. And if there are people that like our president or who dislike our president, that shouldn't have any effect on their income, on them being able to support their family, because then this isn't America. And, you know, we've been noticing this for years that, you know, I can't tell you, I was having issues with Obamacare, and I was talking about that. And a lot of physicians did, a lot of patients did. But then somebody decided to change the, you know, vocabulary or change the language that if you were anti-Obamacare, you were racist. And you're like, no, none of us are racist. Just because we kind of don't like what happened to the deductibles and we think that we're having, you know, some negative impacts on our health system, why is it being translated to that? And that's what started to happen with Black Lives Matter. There was certain factions that started to bring in Israel, or they started to bring in, you know, blank the police, or they started to bring in anti-Trump and, you know, it, when you force a conversation and you force people to be either with or against, you now force silence. And when you force silence, you force oppression. And if, let's say, staunch liberals are now, shall we say, the most protected group from free speech, they're just as at risk as anybody else, because every time the conversation changes, Then, you know, if this is the attitude of America to oppress those who aren't with the mainstream, then what makes you think your political opinion 5 years from now or 10 years from now is going to keep you safe? What we need to be fighting right now is the fact that there's anybody losing their jobs or anybody being oppressed for them saying that they support the president or they don't support the president. That's kind of what America's supposed to be all about. And when you look at this poll saying people on all political sides are scared of saying something true, the staunch liberals seem to have most of the freedom. They feel they have most of the freedom, but still, liberals are afraid to say things. Conservatives are afraid to say things. We don't want fear. When there's fear, then bad things happen. And then people feel when you corner somebody, if you corner an animal, they're going to fight. And, you know, if what people want is a civil war, this is exactly how you start it, by silencing people and punishing people for feeling a certain way. I mean, you know, there are people that are Catholic that have very strong, you know, religious views. There are people that are Jewish. There are people that are Muslim. And, you start to go after those or fire them or, you know, shut them out, you know, because they feel a certain way. What do you think is going to happen? And so, when I saw this, I found this very, very frustrating because nobody should be fearing, you know, how they feel. And if, you know, somebody wants to, you know, I mean, one thing with my kids that I always, you know, wanted to instill in them is they need to respect their elders. And we need to respect their community leaders. You know, there's been a lot of back and forth with Sisolak in my state. And if you notice, I don't say anything disrespectful, whether I agree with something he's done or not. Because, again, I want to show my kids that, you know, whoever your community leaders are, you respect them because you always need to work with them bipartisanly. You know, and I am working with Governor Sisolak on Nevada Blood Donation Day. I might disagree with some of the things going on in the city, but that doesn't mean I disrespect. That doesn't mean it's all or nothing. You know, we could have political differences and still work well together. You know, you don't have to be so, you know, grab your knives and pitchforks sort of thing. But it almost seems like that's what people want with the COVID and being shut down and losing their jobs and, you know, not liking the government or mad that Hillary lost or mad that, you know, Trump might not win. You know, I think we have people that kind of want to fight, that want a war, and this is going in the wrong direction. And if I see us continue to try to, you know, if I see that what certain factions are trying to do is scare people into, you know, let's say voting for Trump or, you know, voting for Biden or trying to make it seem like if you do, you're getting punished. I think that needs to be the primary thing fought next, because once you silence an American, once you prevent debate, once you force people to lie and say, oh, yeah, I think this, you know, I don't want liars. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know if you don't like women or don't like Jews or don't like Trump or don't like Biden. I want to know, because then, you know, I might, you know, be able to kind of change the conversation and figure out how we can work together or see eye to eye. But I don't want to be in ignorance thinking everybody thinks like me because everybody is so afraid to say something. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Better. See you next week.